Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
35 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And joining me now, head coach for the Northern Colorado Bears, Steve Smiley. Those Bears took care of Eastern Washington last night, 78-76. A close one. Coach, congrats. I know this was a big one for your guys.
Yeah, no, it's good to be on, Brady. And it was a great game. And you know, a back-and-forth game, and just to be able to come out, you know, on the winning side. We've had so many close games. You know, we've won a couple, and we've lost a couple as well. But those games come down to the final, you know, 1 to 2 minutes. And so, to be able to pull that one out last night, especially in the fashion that we won, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned it. There has been a few games where you guys have a lead. You feel pretty, I think, against that Montana State series. You have a couple of leads. You're feeling good. And then, maybe they just start to let that go. Is that part of a learning process? Because you saw it here. In fact, even against Idaho, it was close. And then you guys just something started clicking in both of those second halves. You pull away. And then in this Eastern Washington game, finding ways to pull them out close. Is that just kind of part of the chemistry and growing together as a team?
Yeah, I think it's part of it. Going back to Montana State, obviously, they're playing really well.
Right.
You know, you go back to that, and we got 10, 11-point leads in both those second halves, and you go back to it, and really it was, I think in one of the games we missed 8 free throws down the stretch, and that's how they caught up, like eight in a row. And so, people can probably overanalyze it. It's like, hey, make your free throws. You're going to be okay. And I believe the second game that we lost in overtime on that last second shot, I think we were 9 for 34 from three, and we got all the looks that we wanted to get. We got great looks. I thought we played really good offense in that game, but you've got to have that final product to make those shots too. And really the difference probably, in these last three games, I think we've made 12, 11, and 13 threes, and we haven't played any different. We're just playing better. We're on that offensive end. We're making shots. Our free throw percentage has gone way up in these last three games. And just little things like that. So, I think that's a big part of it. But, when you play Eastern Washington, the preseason favorite in the league, and I would say, the most explosive offense in the league for sure. And, for us to be up 9.5, I told the guys, hey, they're going to go on a run. They'll probably go on a couple runs. We can't, one panic, two, we can't be the, oh, here it goes again, just like Montana State. No, it's part of the game. It's an ebb and a flow. And we're just going to have to find a way to work through that. And our guys did that. They did hit the run. They got that 3-point lead, 72-69. And then I think Trey hit that big three. And then Coor had a huge winning play on the next possession. We had the free throws to go up. And I think we missed a free throw. Coor got the rebound on the on that possession. He actually scored a little bit later on, and so that got us the lead again. So, winning plays down the stretch were really big for us.
Well, and Matt Johnson comes up with a big play, but it also his point totals the last 4 or 5 games, Coach. We had him on the show the other day, and I asked him, and I'll ask you, I said, well, what's going on, man? You've been around 11-point average. Now suddenly you're scoring in the 20s every single night. What's clicking for Matt?
Well, I do think that, we made an adjustment. I like to talk about the chemistry and learning this team, and it's tough. You look at last year, Jonah was our starting point guard, and then it was Sam and Matt both off the ball. And, early in the year, we had Matt kind of being the point guard, Sam off the ball, and really with the idea that, Matt's very good at the ball screen. They got to go over the top of his ball screen, because if you go underneath, he can knock down shots. And he was good in that, but we also asked Matt to guard the best guard on the other team. You could just see him laboring eventually, over the course of, 35 minutes in the game. So we did make the subtle adjustment when we got back from Christmas to move Sam to the one. And obviously Sam, was out last week and now he's coming off the bench, and Trey's the one. But going to Matt, Matt playing at the two, I think it's freed him up to be a little bit more aggressive off the ball. Still gets on a lot of ball screens, but I do think that change has really helped him to be more explosive on offense.
We're talking to UNC Bears men's coach Steve Smiley. And you go back to Eastern Washington. I was looking at their schedule yesterday, breaking into it. That 3-5 record that they carried into the game is one of the most deceptive records, all of basketball. They're going up against, you know, a lot of Pac-12 teams. Washington State, I think they were close to Arizona. And then, you know, St. Mary's, they think they lost by 5 points. Then they had a weird stretch where they didn't play, that game's postponed or canceled. But those records, that's why I always say, don't just look at a record and assume they're good or bad. You need to watch their body of work and their schedule. Make no mistake about it, to those listeners out there, this was a tough team to beat.
No, they are, you know, going to that game, they're by far the highest ranked team in our league. Like, you know, it's called the NCAA net ranking, which you know, throws in all the RPI, BPI, KenPom, KPI, all this different stuff. They're by far the highest ranked team in the league, and they're the preseason favorite. Arizona, they basically lost on the last shot. Washington State lost on the last second shot. St. Mary's came down to the last 30 seconds. They could have beat all three of those teams. And then even Oregon, who's, you know, ranked in the top 25 for most of the year. That was a very close game that stretched out to, you know, I think about 12 or 15 at the end. So they've been in the mix with, you know, several, like I said, Pac-12 high major teams, and they're really good. So yeah, you can't look at the record this year. You know, it just, a lot depends on who you're playing. You know, even going back to us, you know, we missed our first five games of the year. If you really do the kind of the numbers and look at, you know, schedules, a lot of it's just who you're playing. And I look at, you know, our situation, you know, before league play, you know, you play a team like CU, who's right near the top of the Pac-12, and Utah State is at the top of the Mountain West. And CSU, who we'll play in a few weeks, is right at the top of the Mountain West. You know, we're playing tough teams, and they're no different. They played a bunch of good teams to challenge themselves in the preseason, and they are very good. So, yeah, definitely don't be deceived by that record.
Yeah, and even looking at that Montana State series, I mean, they've won, what, 6 in a row now? They're rock and rolling. They're sitting on top of the Big Sky. So, you know, we get into this stretch late January. Things start we start to get a little better idea of who's going to be there at the top. But now another one comes up against Eastern Washington. Coach, I ask everybody I have on about this. I asked Matt this the other day. I said, would you vote for the back-to-back schedules that we've been seeing if you could? He's not crazy about it. As a fan, I love it. I love seeing you guys come up with adjustments. But as a coach, does this drive you crazy? Would you just rather see him once and then, you know, a few weeks down the road?
Well, I think, you see a lot of trends by this time of the year in Division I basketball. One, just with really no home court advantage, a study just came out, and I think it was either 53 or 50% of the time the home team wins, which is by far the lowest they started tracking that data for the last several years. The lowest in history was 64% until this year. Now we're like 53 or 57%. And there really is no home court advantage. So, you know, in a normal year where there's fans, I wouldn't like to do it because, you know, it just depends on who you play at home and on the road. It could get really unfair. It's really interesting. You know, you don't even have 48 hours. You know, we played 7 o'clock or 6:30 or whatever it was on Thursday night. We played noon on Saturday. So you're talking about a 36-hour turnaround. And so you make a couple little adjustments from just a coaching, you know, perspective. It's fun to say, okay, what can we do? What are they going to do? And I think that really stimulates the brain. But at the same point in time, it's so unlike anything that we've all ever done before. And it's definitely the right move this year with, you know, COVID safety and budgets and all the things we're all fighting. It makes a ton of sense. But it is difficult. And you look at just, you know, from one game to the next, how many teams have maybe won their first game and they got blown out the next, or they blew the team out the first game, and then they got drilled the next game. I mean, there's so much random, you know, variation to this thing. And I think it's just some of the human nature with kids at this age. They're not like NBA players, you know, that are playing in a seven-game NBA playoff series. You come out for a lot of kids, and you win that first game, especially if you win it convincingly. That's what scared me against Idaho, is that how are you going to keep your guys on edge 36 hours later, where in a typical season, if you do win that first game, you don't see that team for 5 more weeks probably. And, you know, you forget over the course of time and you get your guys rallied back up. But a lot of this is mind games right now for the kids. And I know our guys will be ready. They know how good Eastern Washington is, and that was such a fun game. But it's totally different this year for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. Talking to head coach Steve Smiley of the UNC Bears. They win 78-76 over Eastern Washington last night. Another guy I want to bring up, Coach, and that's Dalen Kuntz. I've been, his career with CU. I was very curious to see how this transition would work. I thought it would go well, and he's another one of those guys you keep seeing every night. His point total just goes up a little more, and he's playing well. So you put, obviously Bodie Hume, Trayshawn Smooch is playing great basketball, but with Dalen Kuntz, that transfer, I mean, he's got to be feeling really good about his situation because he comes from CU. They're loaded at guard. It makes sense for him to come to UNC at this stage. And, man, he's making it look like one of the best moves around.
Yeah, no, he's doing a really good job. And he had a great game last night. He's really gotten a little bit more comfortable. And one of the things that he's really improved upon over the past several games is that he's a good shooter. And his stats from last year didn't always show that. And even at times this year, and what happens is, he's one of those guys that because he's so talented his whole life, he can get a shot off whenever he wants to. And the difficulty or the quality of the shot, that's the most important thing. So just kind of getting it, in the end, like, hey, listen, you're the most open when you first catch the ball, and you're a good shooter. So let's just catch and shoot that thing when you're open, as opposed to, dribbling and this and that and stepping back and taking the difficulty up like 40%. And against Idaho in those two games, he was a combined 4-for-6 from 3 on catch and shoot. And then last night he was 4-for-6 or 4-for-7. And when he starts making threes, which again, he's very capable of doing that, then he becomes really dangerous because he's so hard to guard and he's so athletic and he's just one of those guys can move around and just play at different paces. But I've been very happy with him. He's really, just going back to day one, he came in with a level head. And he's a guy that we need to really score. And I think he's averaging about 13 a game. And even that's misleading because, the Montana State game, he scored the first points of the game, landed on his ankle, and blew his ankle out. And so that game was still counted as a full game, and he played 40 seconds. So he's probably more so averaging, probably around 15 a game. But, on the defensive end, he's doing a good job. He's figuring out how we want to guard. And still his best days are ahead of him. But he's been a great addition for sure.
Coach, it's a fun group to watch. I'm excited to see what you guys do against Eastern Washington tomorrow afternoon. Just keep rolling, all right, man? There's some great basketball in the area, and I feel spoiled rotten, man. It's a great time.
No, sounds good. I appreciate it, and should be a great one tomorrow. Thanks,
right,
Brady.
Thank you, sir. That's Coach Steve Smiley of the UNC Bears beating Eastern Washington 78-76. You look at the Big Sky Conference standings. Now, I think there were a lot of Bears fans that freaked out when the Bears lost those two games to Montana State. You're wondering what kind of team they are. Well, it's a team that they're 8-3, they're 5-0 in conference play. They've won 6 in a row. They did beat UNLV to start the season. They beat them 91-78. This is a pretty good Big Sky Conference team there. So suddenly you walk away and the Bears win 3 in a row after that Montana State series, and you're thinking, okay, maybe this team starting to roll. You're starting to see bigger point totals from some of these guys that weren't doing it earlier in the season. And I do think this, Bodie Hume had 10 points, and he's kind of been the third best scorer the last few, four or five, six nights. I do think that Hume is the guy that's going to turn it up probably as soon as tomorrow. So, I mean, that guy's going to be, lethal. He's had a couple of games where maybe he's not scoring in the 15, 16, 17s, but watch out for him, too. So, man, it's a good group. And if everything goes the way we expect it to, this group's going to be back next season as well. 47 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. Colfax, when we come back, we'll wrap up hour number one. I know it's championship weekend and NFL playoffs, but there's a lot of hoops, a lot of great hoops going on in the area. The Nuggets get set to take on the Phoenix Suns tonight. Their first of this five-game road trip, first of two games back-to-back against the Phoenix Suns. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.